first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Chelsea Olsen studies the culprit in her carpet.
Imagine me, a UCSC student crawling on the floor of my new apartment. In a blue painter's mask, chemistry goggles, and elbow-length rubber gloves, shining the beam from my maglite across the carpet fibers, I identify the specimen I've been searching for, a green tuft of mold intertwined in the carpet. Sadly, indoor pollutants such as mold can cause serious health complications and are widely overlooked in the broad spectrum of environmental problems. Mold is an organic substance that festers in environments with excess moisture and increased humidity. The EPA has found that the air inside homes and buildings can be significantly more polluted than the outside air, even in the most industrialized cities. Many people in Santa Cruz are unaware of the harm mold can cause, even in new buildings. Mold is an allergen, the common symptoms including sinus infection, headache, fatigue, and insomnia. There are certain types of mold, however, that can affect brain function, especially in the young, elderly, and chronically ill. Back to searching for the mold and its webs of destruction. I may find every bit of mold in the carpet, on the walls, and on my belongings, but if the source of the mold is not eradicated, the mold will persist. Mold has infiltrated my immune system. It has deviously worked its way into the pink pores of my lungs. If only I had realized what had been living underneath my feet.
This piece was originally produced by Mead Fisher. To hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.